My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable. Yet you're my friend.
Hello, my friends, and good Monday and happy Valentine's Day to you. So, Mr. Producer, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Should I guess? I think what you'll do is work, run, eat, and go to bed. I got it. Hence the term living martyr. But I just want you to know, in all seriousness, aside from the value, incredible, indispensable value of his work, he does enjoy himself. So it's not really true to say martyr. I think you love your life. Is that fair to say? Yeah. He's nodding with some degree of enthusiasm, which that's a big deal. Hey, so listen to this, everybody. I won a bet on the Super Bowl. Here, you are now listening to Luck and Charm and Hilarity. My team lost, and I won the bet. How's that? That's right. I bet on Cincinnati at the Super Bowl. They lost, but they only lost by 3. Had they lost by 4, I would have lost the bet. There's actually somewhat even greater joy in winning a bet. It's $5 for the record. Actually, I get $5. I would have given him a fountain pen. That was a very, very sweet offer I had made. So I am now richer by $5 with my team losing. Okay, thought I'd report that. As usual, I did watch the last few minutes of the game. Very exciting, actually. Quite exciting. My team should have tied the game. Here's an interesting question. What percentage of Americans outside of Los Angeles or Southern California were rooting for the Rams? You have a theory on that? What percentage of Americans not living in Southern California? I would say 2%. Maybe Californians who have moved. I think the whole country was rooting for Cincinnati, and I'm a Los Angelino, and I was rooting for Cincinnati. And that it pains me to say that because I have loved my city for the, how many years? Let's see, 25, 45 years I've lived here. But not anymore. I don't love a location. I love the quality of life that a location affords me. Live in a corrupt city. Live in a city with a district attorney who roots for criminals. Live in a city where the mayor I consider an idiot, where the health authorities are equally idiots. Who am I to respect in Los Angeles that have positions of power? The Los Angeles Times? Who? So it's hard for me to root for a Los Angeles team. By the way, here's an interesting question. Are they going to allow a big parade with hundreds of thousands of people lining the streets? You think they'll all wear masks? Why would they allow that but not church services for the last nearly 2 years? Because the cheering crowds have a lot more power than churches, because churches and synagogues decided to give up their power. It's my column that is coming out tomorrow, is on the failure of the religious elite. It is so so passionate a subject to me that I will that I am writing my column on it, and I will devote the Ultimate Issues Hour to it. And I have different reasons why there has been such a failure of will on the part of religious leaders, rabbis, priests, ministers, synagogue boards, church commissions, you name it. And it's been true for Catholics, Protestants, Mormons, and Jews. I can't speak about Muslims because I don't know the situation in the mosques. Well, anyway, welcome to the show. And I have a, I read a really, really powerful piece on something that has been a passion of mine for the nearly the entire lockdown. And the City Journal, which is the most important journal, I love that, and the Claremont Review of Books, but on the issues of the day, City Journal is unparalleled as a journal. There are fantastic websites. They have their a website as well, but in terms of journals, that's what I think has the greatest significance right now. And there is a piece in the latest edition, Hydroxychloroquine and Authoritarian Science. Imperial County, California, a poor, largely Hispanic agricultural region in the southeastern corner of California, has been hit hard by COVID-19. By the end of January, it's of course last month, according to the New York Times COVID-19 database, Imperial County had suffered 845 COVID deaths, or 4.7 per 1,000 inhabitants, a rate almost 80% higher than the U.S. average. So almost twice the rate as the U.S. average. The case fatality rate in Imperial County is 1.44%, the second highest in California. Two doctors in Imperial County, George Fareed and Brian Tyson, who run the All Valley Urgent Care Network of Medical Centers, claim to have done far better with their COVID-19 patients. In fact, they claim near perfect success. In a book that they published last January, they claim to have seen more than 7,000 patients and had only 3 deaths, all among patients who began treatment in later disease stages. A statistical analysis of part of their results by the statistician Matthew Crawford, included in their book, counts only 7 hospitalizations and 3 deaths among 4,376 patients seen up through March 13, 2021. A reduction, wow. All right, that was in the height of Delta, or the original, I should say. A reduction in hospitalization risk of well over 90% from the county average. According to prevailing medical views, Fareed and Tyson's claimed results should be impossible. Get that? According to prevailing medical views, Fareed and Tyson's claimed results should be impossible. The doctor's first protocol was based around hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, a repurposed anti-malarial drug. Repurposed means that a drug that has been used traditionally or historically for X illness is found effective against Y illness. It happens a lot. So that's what repurposed drug means. It's got a new purpose. With other drugs such as ivermectin as more recent additions. Received opinion on the drugs is that ivermectin is at best unproven in treating COVID-19. The FDA maintains an official webpage warning against using ivermectin as a treatment for the virus, and that HCQ has been actively disproved. This is the traditional view. Early optimism using it as a treatment for the early optimism from laboratory experiments and small clinical studies did not hold up in larger, more rigorous trials. That's what they say. So I am going to read to you the answers to those who debunk. Hydroxychloroquine with zinc has to be with zinc. I'll give you a hint. The trials didn't use zinc. That is like testing a car without gasoline. Back in a moment. Folks, have you noticed home prices are skyrocketing right now? For current homeowners, that means your home has more equity. With today's high cost of living, your monthly debts are higher, and your ability to save money is tougher than ever before. That's why you should contact Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage now to review your cash out refinance options. If you have credit card debt, home improvement projects, or just need more savings, this may be your last chance to take advantage of today's low interest rates. Andrew and Todd can help you get cash out while rates are at historical lows. Go to andrewandtodd.com, fill out their simple form for a quick mortgage checkup, or call 888-888-1172. Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage can help you get back to financial security. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172.
Know you're right in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the
pouring
rain.
Hey, everybody. And the reading to you about the debunking of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And the all the doctors who say they have saved thousands of lives using them have been dismissed. The interesting thing is, what are they dismissed as? Are they quacks? See, when I am asked why I use them, and I believe it is a major reason that I had such a mild case of COVID, and I had Delta, by the way, not Omicron, I had Delta. I believe it was because I used ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc and vitamin D for a year, or over a year. So I put my body where my mouth is, as it were. And why did I do that? Why didn't I believe the FDA and I believe these individual doctors? Because these individual doctors used it. And they prevented thousands from hospitalization and I don't know what number from death. I would have to conclude these doctors are frauds. But what is in it for these doctors? They don't make ivermectin. They don't make money from ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. What's in it? On the other hand, what's in it for the FDA? Millions upon millions of dollars from the vaccine makers, from the pharmaceutical companies who make nothing on ivermectin. Follow the money is not always the answer, but it often is. But even if they are honorable, which I don't think the FDA heads are, but even if they were, why would I take their word over the words of doctors who've used it? The idea that there are these doctors all over the country and indeed all over the world who are lying about having cured their patients is hard for me to believe. I just weigh the evidence. That's all. I don't have, I say I don't have a vested interest. Yes, I do. I want to save lives. That is my only interest. I want fewer people to die of COVID. That was my interest from the beginning. I want fewer people in hospitals and fewer people to die. I am certain that there is a method to do that. Hydroxychloroquine, zinc, ivermectin. But what about the studies that debunked it? Okay, this is what I get from calls and emails and Did I forward you the email from the man who said I was a sociopath because I promote hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? I'm a sociopath. I would like to ask all of those whom I annoy by promoting this, what is in it for me? Fame, money, women, drugs, a new house. What's in it for me? What do I have to gain by promoting? All I get is hate. That's what I get. So what is in it for me? Sociopaths like that letter writer hate me. I don't care that they hate me. It has no impact on me. It just, in fact, reinforces my beliefs that I'm right. But nevertheless, think about it. Why would I promote something if I have zero interest in its success except altruism? I want fewer people to die. I believe that my recommendation would have saved hundreds of thousands of Americans' lives. And I was first told that by Harvey Risch, epidemiologist, professor of epidemiology at Yale. What is in it for him? Does he get love, money? But I'll tell you what's in it for a lot of people in medicine. Sheep-like acceptance. People do not want to stick out. The FDA says march, they march. The FDA says stick your right arm out, they stick their right arm out. Stick your left arm out, stick their left arm out. That's not medicine. That's authoritarianism. Such opinions have influenced not just news coverage, but also the moderation policies of social media platforms, which have imposed ever stricter rules against misinformation, meaning, in practice, contradicting American public health authorities. After Fareed and Tyson spoke by invitation at a meeting of the Imperial County Board of Supervisors, the Los Angeles Times ran an article noting that the Imperial County Medical Society, quote, had urged supervisors not to contribute to the dissemination of false or misleading information by legitimizing unproven treatments. The medical authorities in this country, like the Imperial County Medical Society, have disgraced medicine. They have killed people. This is such a huge charge I'm making. Do you know how difficult it is for me to make? How many doctors are in my life, in my family? It's not easy, my friends. But you know what? I do believe the truth sets you free. I really do. The paper also quoted an executive at an Imperial County hospital saying, quote, we need to stick with what we know is approved by the FDA for COVID-19 treatments. Misinformation itself ought to be stopped. So what is the difference between differing with the FDA in 2022 and differing with the Catholic Church on, when was Galileo, 16th century or 17th century?
With Rosalind, there are no hassles, no gimmicks, and our shipping is fast and reliable.
I'm hearing something, Sean, in my earphones. I'm hearing about Rosalind. What is the difference between differing with the FDA in 2022 and differing with the Catholic Church in the 16th century? I really don't know what the difference is. You differ with the FDA as doctors? You may not speak. When have doctors been muzzled in American history? Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99 for a limited time. With any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code Prager. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Prager. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and more. Call 800-761-6302. Use the promo code Prager or MyPillow.com. Promo code Prager. I'm reading to you. Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager, reading to you this article, which is up at DennisPrager.com. Is that correct? From City Journal. Hydroxychloroquine and authoritarian science. Doctors who have claimed to have saved thousands of lives, or at least thousands of hospitalizations, virtually no deaths using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and then they're shut down by the local or state medical boards, and they're shut out of media so that they can't help people and prevent them from dying. This is what is happening in the United States. And then there's a caller who asks, if I really cared about people's health, I'd promote the vaccine. See, if I trusted the medical authorities, they lost my trust over ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, just so you'll know. I don't trust them. And there has not been a period to test the vaccines that anything else like it has ever had. And I think it is evil, I rarely use the word, to give children the vaccine. It is literally child abuse. It is experimentation on children. Children don't die from COVID. The numbers are infinitesimally small. Why give them the vaccine when there are adverse reactions, also in small numbers, I fully acknowledge. But we don't know what the long term, and maybe there is no long term. I don't predict bad things from the vaccines. But why would I trust people who have killed so many Americans by denying them therapeutics? See, if I'm wrong, don't listen to me. I have lost your credibility. But if I'm right, don't listen to the FDA and to AP and to Politico and to the Washington Post and the New York Times and the LA Times and CNN. In other words, don't listen to any of the elites. One of us is fooling you. Okay? You can't get more clear than that, and I love clarity. Is that correct? Either I'm wrong or they're wrong. But my batting average is virtually 1,000. I have taken difficult positions for 40 years. All I care about is truth. That's all. I don't care about if I'm liked. I don't care about the money. I care about truth. I'm very corny in that way. It's almost impossible to believe because people are so cynical about people. That's all I care about. What else is in this for me? Tell me. But what's in it for the FDA and the elites? Big dough, folks. Big pharma is a lot of money. Plus, they're sheep. Some of them don't get money. They're just sheep. Cowardice is the human norm. Courage is the human rarity. Okay? They made that clear? Continue with this article. Based on laboratory studies and small clinical trials, medical authorities in China and South Korea recommended chloroquine as a COVID-19 treatment in February 2020. Some doctors outside East Asia followed. Vladimir Zelenko, I had him on the show at the time. At the time. And of course, he's dismissed as a quack. He's an Orthodox Jew who I know somewhat well, who truly believes he answers to God for his behavior. A doctor in the Hasidic community in New York advocated a combination of HCQ, azithromycin, an antibiotic to guard against secondary infections, and a zinc supplement. In an open letter in April 2020, Zelenko claimed to have treated about 1,450 patients, including 405 that he judged high risk, with only two deaths. Luigi Cavada, a doctor in Placentia, Italy, also claimed about the same time that thanks to an HCQ treatment protocol, none of his patients had died and only 5% were hospitalized, one-sixth the contemporaneous Italian hospitalization rate of over 30%. Many more systematic observational studies of HCQ comparing patients in a hospital or elsewhere who received a drug because of their own or a doctor's choice with those who did not returned good results, both as a treatment of COVID-19 cases, including one large study from the Henry Ford Health System in metropolitan Detroit and for prevention of COVID-19 in individuals at high exposure risk.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. Okay, I'll take a couple of calls on this matter and then continue here. Okay, so I at Kirkland in L.A., I think I answered you on whom I trust, but maybe I'll get to you later. I don't know. Santa Clarita, California, and Glenda. Hello, Glenda.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
Hi, Dennis. I feel like a regular. I went to El Centro. I saw Dr. Tyson. It's a four-hour drive to get out there. I was very sick. Between 2 and 3 days later, I was 100%.
So, when did this happen?
This happened Christmas of 2020.
Wow, very early. Mm-hmm. So how did you know about him?
Well, I listened to One American News all the time. And he was on there with Dan Ball. And when I got sick, I told my husband, we're taking a drive out there. I said, I think I've got COVID. And we went out there. I was tested positive. And I got the hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pack, and the zinc. And he said, if you have any chills, call me. I had a chill the next day, gave me ivermectin, and everything was fine.
Is he still in practice, do you know?
As far as I know, yes. I ordered a... another set a couple months ago. So as far as I know, yes, he still is.
I'd like to have him on the show. Well, thank you for the story. It's very important. I'll read to you more. I'll go to more calls. Let's see. I'll go to more calls now. Pete in Alhambra, California. Hello.
Yes, Dennis, parenthetically, where do you get your conclusions from regarding ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine?
I've been just reading to you from all these doctors who have used it.
Yeah, well, all these doctors, there are thousands and thousands of other doctors that would disagree. For every one...
You know why they disagree? Because the FDA told them to disagree. They don't know a damn thing about this.
So you're saying the doctors are purposely, with some purpose and intent, trying to hurt people?
No, not at all.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that they sheep-like follow the FDA. If the FDA tomorrow, or in 10 hours, said, oh, it's okay to use ivermectin, it helps, apparently, in many cases, then all these thousands of doctors that you admire would say okay on ivermectin. All they do is say what the FDA tells them to say.
That's just not true.
What? Oh, it's not true?
Yeah.
So you, wait. If the FDA, how do I know that? Because you asked me a question. Why are thousands of doctors saying no to something that other doctors have saved lives with? Answer, FDA told them to.
But, but
why do you think the answer is? Do you think they tried ivermectin with patients and know it doesn't work? Why do you think they're saying no?
I think they're saying no because the research mention one research double blind study.
There's no double blind research that vindicates it. If that's the only
that's
way,
right.
Okay,
that's
so
exactly right.
That's okay. That's exactly right to you. So people are dying until we do double blind research. That's my view.
It is?
Yeah. And it's the view of Dr. Harvey Risch, professor of epidemiology in Yale. Doctors that you admire have killed thousands.
So now Yale's a good place.
No, Yale's a cesspool. I'm quoting that because you're impressed. Yale is a cesspool.
But why are you making the quote then?
Because it impresses you.
How do you know that?
Because you told me about doctors and experiments, so I'm giving you a Yale epidemiologist. Therefore, you should say, wow.
Wow. With the why is the FDA, Dennis, trying to hurt people?
That's a great question. I think it's money. I think the power of Big Pharma over the FDA is awesome. The amount
so you're
of,
saying that the FDA is controlled.
I say the FDA is corrupt, yeah.
And is being controlled by the pharmaceutical
yes,
company?
Yes, I never believed that until the last 2 years. I always defended the pharmaceutical companies. My track record is pro-FDA, is pro-pharma. And now they have lost me and half of America. Half of America, like you, still thinks that they are admirable. And that's fine. I promise you that we will find out the truth in our lifetime. Okay? And you will not call and say, I'm sorry, Dennis, which is fine. But I just want to note. But if you want to know why thousands of doctors disagree with these doctors who have used it, it has nothing to do with their knowledge of the drugs. It has to do with their obedience to the FDA. People don't like to stick out. As the Japanese say, the nail that sticks out is hammered in. Which is true. Look at what happened to these doctors in Imperial County, California. It's really funny when I'm asked, why would you even mention an epidemiologist at Yale if you think so low of Yale? Because the person calling in thinks well of Yale. But there's an obvious answer to the question. I do enjoy this work, I will tell you. Okay, let's continue here about the doctors who have used this. Most analyses of randomized trials of ACQ, on the basis of which mainstream medical opinion decided it doesn't work for COVID-19, draw negative conclusions. For instance, a February 2021 review by Cochrane, an organization that produces comprehensive reviews of randomized trials, concludes HCQ for people infected with COVID-19 has little or no effect on the risk of death and probably no effect on progression to mechanical ventilation. That's ventilators. Another meta-analysis by Nature, by Catherine Axfors and others, estimates an 11% increase in risk of death on the basis of 26 randomized trials. Then, okay, so here the guy reports truthfully. There are these tests that have also influenced the FDA, not just money from Big Pharma. That's true. But since when has the FDA told doctors you can't prescribe what you think will work for your patient? This should trouble even those of you who don't believe in HCQ. What is our time here? Oh, it's the last segment. I want you all to read the piece, but I'm going to answer the trials that did not find ivermectin and or hydroxychloroquine with zinc effective. First of all, a vast number of the hydroxychloroquine tests. I'm jumping to the end, so that you know this. Hydroxychloroquine was often used without zinc, which, as I said earlier, is like testing a car that has no gas in it. the purpose of hydroxychloroquine is to enable the zinc to get to the virus. As I understand it in my non-medical way, but I do understand in a non-medical way that if you don't test something properly, the test is useless if you don't use zinc. Number two, equally important, virtually all of the tests, in virtually all the tests, the people were given hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and or ivermectin too late. It has to be in the early stages of the virus, because you produce the virus for about maximum of about a week, sometimes 9 days. So it has to hit it when it's being produced. The people who die of COVID are dying of what COVID induced in them. Pneumonia or breakage of the usage of the lungs or whatever it might be. Clotting. So you have to hit it when the virus is being produced in the first week. And they didn't. They gave it in the middle or final stages. How could you conduct all these tests when you don't test what the claims are made for it? Been the most revelatory 2 years of my life, these past 2 years. Not just about medicine, about religion, about organized religion, I should say. About the media, about power in this country. The tech issue is huge as well. There's a lot more coming up. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show.